Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hey, I'm Ricky Bobby.
And I'm Cal Naughton Jr. Let's talk about kids on leashes.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Fire Safety Week is right around the corner, and here are a few important tips you might want to listen to.
Wrapping your kids in newspaper at bedtime sounds like a good idea. Keeps them warm. But guess what? That stuff's flammable.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
Hey, we've all run around with an empty milk jug full of gasoline and lit it in an open field, but make sure there's a parent close by.
And Brendan Sprague.
What's better than a nap? A nap with a cigarette. I know. I do it. If you're going to sleep in bed, make it a hammock. So if it lights on fire, you fall down and wake up.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Fire safety begins in your brain at home.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube as we are every day.
Duval.
Good morning to you. Hope your Tuesday mornings are going great. We'll get you to the night's slate in the NBA playoffs coming up here in a little bit. Mail sack right around the corner as well. So it's going to be a full sack today. I was just diving through the sack, looking through it, making sure everything's organized.
Love a good full sack.
We got a full sack today.
Okay.
So no farting around. We got a full sack to get to. I did want to read one comment. By the way, I heard in our esteemed producer's update, we got Ducks and Beavs baseball again today.
The rematch.
Little grudge match back at Goss.
So then we go to
Is it just a one-gamer?
Yeah, the midweek one-gamer.
So who's pitching? Would you get good pitchers tonight? Because that's a Tuesday game.
Usually
not going to get your top guys.
Your B pitchers.
Okay.
Or you
Are we going like a bullpen game maybe?
That
won't end well for us if it's a bullpen game.
So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, sure so won't. According to the Ducks game notes, in the latest polls. Now, the problem is there's like a dozen baseball polls that all come out, but they are saying they are now sixth, mm-hmm. and Oregon State is seventh.
We're ranked higher
in
than
the
you
newest
know.
That's
of
a pretty
polls.
Consensus poll, though, that I've seen. Is that ranking? Yeah.
Okay. We went four in a row. Has that ever happened in the history of our baseball program?
I bet you it's happened.
You think so? I'm not talking like bygone eras. I'm talking since we brought the program back because you won titles.
First sweep of Oregon State?
No, they had.
Are you sure about that?
They had swept them before.
Yeah, hang on.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Let me go.
You guys are pretty good.
We're pretty good.
We haven't been very good.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, we've had our moments. We've had some runs.
You've had regionals. A good season. Just because you regional lost to appearances. Portland doesn't mean you haven't had a good season.
Yeah, we didn't care about that game. It's a meaningless game. Tuesday.
First sweep of Oregon State since 2021, according to the there press release.
Swept them in 2021.
Sunday.
How about right. that?
So that's pretty cool.
Wait, who was coaching the Beavers in 2021?
Was that Pat's last year?
Pat Casey?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did we fire Pat Casey for getting swept by the Ducks?
Well, he had three of these.
That's true.
Didn't they win a title in 20? When was their last title?
2018?
Was it 2018 when they beat Arkansas?
Right.
That was that
yeah.
long ago?
Yeah.
The Arkansas drop fly ball?
Yeah.
God, time flies, dude. What happened?
COVID. COVID ruined everything for us.
I cannot keep track.
Just scrambled our little sports brains.
I was trying to count how many Hooded Coast side done because I was...
Yeah,
I was in my home gym, and I was going to practice my pose for the finish line.
Oh, you got to have your fingers
you
up like
you're
Jordan,
count.
You know, have a cigar in your mouth.
So I put up
six,
nine. And then I counted, and I said, I started in 16, 17, 18, 19. I ran COVID year, so it counts. Even
they
though
had
it was
a COVID year?
You had coast? To run individual miles.
It was a weird thing.
You do it on your own thing, like virtually pass the baton?
Yeah, I felt so bad for them because you know they wanted to do the event,
yeah.
but it was like at the height of the COVID.
Yeah,
so
we're running outdoors, probably going to be all right.
I did it that way. Well, yeah, in hindsight. Did it that year.
Yeah.
I think I did in 21, mm-hmm. and then I took a quick break, and I hopped back in 3 and 4. So I actually think this might be year 10.
Then the finger graphic doesn't get as cool after that.
Two hands?
This is kind of the last one that you could do. Yeah. Well, you got the 10 digits.
You can't do an 11.
You can't do 11. 11 that's looks stupid. Weak, huh? You're not going to go 10 and then a 1. Like, that's just dumb. It's just you can't do that in a picture. It doesn't fit. Wanted to read one quick thought here. This came from a Beaver fan who said, and I quote, "I think this schedule sucks. Yeah. I'm sure in the Pac-12 you were not immune to a horrible Arizona team coming in for a 7 p.m. kickoff.
It felt bigger, though.
But at least the next week you had a Washington or a USC. All of this sucks. We did nothing to deserve relegation. Amen. And over recent weeks, hearing schools like UCLA and Cal complaining about finances and travel schedules only boils my blood more. Go Beavs."
I 100% agree with that. This schedule does suck. We don't need to lie to ourselves that it's a good schedule. They're just dealing with what they can deal with.
Can I just try and put one quick positive spin on it? If you do have a good year this year, does that set you up for a year in which then you have an actual conference and things get somewhat not normal isn't the right word because it'll never be normal again, but then at least you're in a conference, there's a pathway, there's things to play for at the end of the season?
Well, I think if you have a good year, you feel better about your coaching situation. Yeah. And I think it may have some carryover momentum. The conference starting next year will be more exciting. I also keep looking at this Cal Stanford thing, and if you tell me that in the next 5 to 6 years there's a world where this reshuffles, I think you are going to get some teams that, now UCLA probably not because they're poor and they need the $80-90 million.
Yeah.
But Cal and Stanford, I mean, it's just not working.
Makes no sense
at all.
None.
So I think there's a world where the conference expands, actually. And
they
get
Cal and Stanford with Boise State and Fresno State. Like, I mean, you're not the old Pac-12. It'll never be the old Pac-12 again. Yeah. But at least then you're a semblance of what it used to look like. One of our Beaver P1 saying, honestly, a group of us are going to Boone for the Appalachian State game. Cool town, good beer, win. But yeah, the schedule sucks. Not sure what's worse.
See, and I think that's the right perspective, is you find a road game that's kind of unique, like, going to Appalachian State's
cool. I've heard Boone is a badass place, man. A cool town to visit and an awesome stadium.
I also have heard that Texas Tech is kind of a cool little spot to go check out. So you want to go to Lubbock, you
throw
can go
the tortillas at you, man.
Right. So, like, you find some positives about it. But, yeah, I think largely consensus is schedule sucks.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's keep the mail sack questions coming in. 503-864-6326. We'll answer them here right around the corner.
By the way, I also put a poll question up during the break. Did hashtag Heat Culture die officially last night versus the Cavs? Yes or no at Durant's break?
It dead?
Yes.
Get to that. Do we get an end in Indiana, New York, and Boston tonight?
New York, yes.
Boston,
Indiana,
yes.
Yes. Boston, yes. Yeah.
So all of them are done?
You think the Knicks?
Yeah, I do.
So that would leave. So
I think the Pistons put up another great fight, but they're in the gap.
That's the
we only
got
1-2-2 series, right?
Yeah.
Clippers, everything else is 3-1 or guns. Over.
The East could be setting up their second round playoff series to start.
How
this
long
week.
Do we have to wait for the second round to begin if they all win tonight?
It'll start on the weekend. Friday. They'll hold it. Saturday, Sunday, you'll get second round games.
Can I counter, though, with something? Maybe I'd miss this in the reporting.
Uh-huh.
Does it not feel like the games have actually been closer together this year for you? Because the Timberwolves-Laker thing was quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Clips-Nuggs was kind of a quick turnaround.
I think they're doing the two-day travel for two days when you
They've
travel.
Also
and
been
one day
fortunate that there are not, I think, Ball Arena in Denver and Crypto Arena are the only two arenas that have both a hockey team and a basketball team in the playoffs.
Yeah, the conflating schedule thing, yeah.
Those are the only two not using?
No, those are the only two that have to share the arena. So the LA Kings and Lakers.
Like Boston's not going through this.
Yeah. The Rangers didn't make the
Red Wings. Crypto, I think of the Clipper for some reason because I'm just thinking Staples.
No, that's Intuit. That's the Intuit Dome.
Intuit Dome.
Yeah,
with the wall. The wall of fans.
Hey. They ain't playing hockey.
He said he was going to build a wall, and he said he going to pay for it. He built that wall, and he paid for it.
It worked, too, based on free throw percentage. Didn't it work this year?
Steve Ballmer's wall working better than Trump's wall.
I mean, I think so. Based on free throw percentage, it went down.
It's a
tough place to shoot free throws. It's an intimidating place, man.
Well, yeah, it is more affordable.
That would kind of be a bummer, but I think
Why would that be a bummer?
If all the other series come to an end, I want Detroit to get another win. I want that to last a little bit longer.
Well, they got robbed.
I know.
Unfortunately, they might have lost that series because they got robbed.
Like, the Pacers-Bucks is done with Dame's injury. Just get him out. Let's see what the future holds for Milwaukee. Magic, you know, hey, Feisty, thanks for coming. See you later. Have fun in the offseason.
Yep. Detroit, I genuinely feel bad for them. They got screwed in game four. I'd love to see them at least get a winner to like make that thing interesting.
A 2-2 series going back to the Garden does make that
there's
a little
so much
more electric.
Juice tonight, yeah. Dude, and MSG tonight if that's a 2-2 series.
Agreed.
But instead of 3-1, so it just would be a bummer that there's only one series. And we'll see how Denver and LA goes. That's the nightcap later tonight. But after tonight, I mean, there's only going to be... Then you would just have three series left,
okay,
right?
Okay, so let's... Can we do this real quick?
And the other
the
ones
East
are 3-1.
East could be totally
East
done.
East could be totally done tonight. First round, and then you got LA and Minnesota's 3-1.
Right, that's
Golden State
tomorrow.
Houston is 3-1. Those are tomorrow.
Golden State will be tomorrow, 3-1. And then game six between the Nuggets and Clippers will be on Thursday. They might start an Eastern Conference series on Friday.
Yeah, that would make sense. It's a Friday night. Why would you not want to
You can't have a night off this time of year for the playoffs. You've got to capitalize on these TV windows. You can't make everybody sit around, so, especially if it all ends tonight. Let's go. Friday night.
Second round matchup that's more interesting to you, is it Celtics-Knicks or is it Cavs-Pacers as a fan to watch?
More dramatic, more compelling Celtics and Knicks.
Celtics-Knicks, yeah.
Better basketball aesthetically, Pacers-Cavs.
So, which one would you rather watch? Because those both sounded...
Give me Celtics-Knicks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to do it. Give me the big markets. I'm that guy in the NBA. Boston going to MSG just means more. Unless Indiana gets rid of that stupid court, then I'm more in on that series.
Well, stop wearing those weird
But if they're wearing neon
jerseys
with a stupid court...
Can I
when
get a classic Pacers
Their 1990s jerseys are some of the best
existence. Where's the Reggie Miller Market Square
They're beautiful jerseys. Beautiful jerseys. Great color scheme. It's delightful.
Yeah, give me a Rick Smith special right there.
And instead
there.
We got neon. That just...
I know Reggie Miller was upsetting people yesterday. He seemed to be like a huge Draymond Green guy. He made me cry the other day.
That it with the Malice Reggie? In the Palace interview? No.
He did the interview with Steven Jackson on, what is it, All the Smoke, and Steven Jackson like basically apologized for not being in a more mature place when he came to the Pacers.
For basically ending his career. That was kind of the last chance they had at a run, and it was all over.
And Reggie
that.
Did one of those,
I told you not to go there, man. I told you not to do
I told
it.
You not to do it. And then he couldn't hold it in anymore, and he's just like, that was the most fun of my career.
It's not Blake's fault. It's not Blake's fault.
I miss Reggie Miller, man. I miss watching
him. He was play. Such a good villain.
It was great.
Such a good villain.
He's
so good
built
for the league.
Perfectly as yes. a villain. Lex Luthor
God,
of basketball.
Just skinny, but he skinny. Kills you. Yeah. Oh, he's insufferable.
Bald, skinny
to watch.
Guy just hitting long range missiles.
Let's get to the mail sack. Your questions are welcome. 503-864-6326. We'll dive in and answer them next on The Fan. All right, let's sack it up. You guys ready? Love this stretch of radio.
I got a call from my auto insurance provider, and I never know if this is just some big, you know, spam call.
Probably.
And I answer, and they're like, hey, it's so-and-so with so-and-so. We're calling to see if you're interested in us saving you some money by signing up for our insurance, for our auto insurance. And I said, she goes, who's your provider? I go, you are. And she goes... all right, sir. Have a great day. I said, do your research. And hung the phone up.
You say, can you save me money? This sounds like a great deal. Do I have this deal? What kind of deal are you cooking up here?
So was that a spam call? Because it didn't seem like a spam. It sounded like somebody selling insurance. Yeah.
It's probably a third party.
Third party, yeah. Here's your phone bank. Go ahead, make your calls.
I get that from some people that are looking to buy houses for cash.
Constantly getting called.
Write me $1 million right now. It's yours as is.
Going through the house, selling
they don't
a house.
Call anymore.
Yeah, God. I was blown away going through the selling a house process and then like pulling credit for, you know, purchasing a new one and getting the pre-approval stuff and all that. I have never been spammed that many times in my life. Yeah. I'm not kidding. There was a week stretch where it was legitimately 25 calls a day.
You're going into a data bank that basically says, call this man.
This man pulled his credit and he's trying to buy a house. Yep. Hey, we'd like to offer you a mortgage. Can we beat your provider?
Right.
Just wouldn't stop. During the show, it had ring my phone ring like 5 times during a show. It drove me nuts. Mail sack question. Is Damian Lillard done playing for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Easy. Mail sack question. How often have you and the missus been ready to get it on only to get blocked by your dog who suddenly needs every ounce of your attention? We love our puppy, but I swear she is bound and determined to make sure that we stay celibate.
Well, for some of you, you'll hate to hear this. I cage my dog at night, so I don't have this problem.
You evil bastard.
Anything, it's my
well,
8-year-old.
Former dog jumped in one time.
Swag's dog got involved one time.
Pole assassin.
He got tongues going everywhere, man.
Why is there peanut butter on your nightstand?
What is that, dude? What is
the swag's dog in the corner. Just, but, dude, no! Get out!
Yeah, I put my dog in a cage at night, so I'm going to worry about the dog.
I mean, I don't have a kid yet to the point where he can walk around an open door, so I'm sure that changes. I mean,
Murray.
It would definitely change things. He closed doors, so it's not a huge deal for us. Dirt, mail sack question for you, and we can get your thoughts on this as well.
I'll just get off. Let me just sign off.
Just sign off. Thank you for coming today. Could you take on 100 kindergartners? I think this is alluding to our debate to open the show today. One gorilla versus 100 men.
Are they calling you a gorilla?
I think am I a gorilla to kindergartners? I think I am. I think I'm bigger than a gorilla to kindergartners.
Are you 7 to 10 times stronger than a kindergartner?
I think so.
Probably
how much
more,
How much does a kindergartner weigh?
Like, could you bench 150 pounds?
Yes.
How much can a kindergartner bench? 50,
what's the 20? Average weight of a 5-year-old?
40, 50 pounds, I'm thinking.
You think a kindergartner is benching 50 pounds?
No, that's how much they weigh.
Oh.
The average weight for a 5-year-old is around 42 pounds.
Yeah.
So that's average.
What do you weigh?
More than that. In my bra.
Is there a two on your number?
No, it's not a two. I haven't weighed myself in a long time, though, so probably a two.
Okay.
I think I could. Like, if we're fighting to the death, no holds barred. Like,
those kids are toast.
I mean, they have no chance. No.
My legs are so long, I'd punt those kids.
They would put up
air.
A better fight than the average man against the gorilla.
Really?
Because I can't just rip their limbs off.
Mountain Dew? Otherwise, I'm playing whack-a-mole pretty much.
Yeah, that's all you're doing.
Grab them by the ankles, swing them around.
That would be the key, is to take one and use them as a weapon. That would be the best way to do it. So
took a dark turn.
I'm just answering the question. I think I could probably take out 100 kindergartners. Yeah, I think I probably could.
Is that a good poll question?
It's not a tumor.
Don't put that as a poll question. Listeners want to know, man. I'm just answering questions here. Millsack, dare to dream. If the dream happens and the Blazers win the lottery, what would you do to celebrate and how would the show open be the next day?
Oh, the show open would be glorious.
It'd be glorious, man. Talk about what Adam Silver would do if the Knicks won a title. That's what I would do if the Blazers win the lottery.
The show open would be a combination of Jack Ramsey doing a championship call with the Adam Silver, the Mark, whatever his name is, announcement that the Blazers got the number one pick of the draft, paired with a Cooper flag.
Adam Silver does the first round.
No, this is the lottery.
Mark Tatum, the deputy commissioner.
Yeah. You can laugh at this all you want, and I know this is going to fly in the face of angry pants and poopy pants or whatever pants you want to call me. Yeah. I might cry.
Would Sprague buy a Duke
There might
jersey?
Be a tear.
Would I buy a Duke jersey? Why would I buy a Duke jersey when he's going to be in a Blazer jersey?
Did
you see the Warrior fan there with a Davidson jersey on last night?
What's wrong with that?
I mean, they're playing
Steph
the
Curry.
I know. Would you buy a Duke jersey?
I wouldn't buy a Duke jersey because I hate Duke.
Sure.
If I didn't hate Duke,
what color
I would
are the Rockets?
Red and white.
What color's Davidson?
Red and blue.
I mean, I get it. It's a college jersey. There's a fun thing. Like, I'm sure there were Damian Lillard Weber State jerseys.
You think that's a weird thing?
He was wearing a red jersey sitting courtside, and then they zoomed in. And you're like, oh, it's a Davidson jersey.
But you had all the
Laker
fans
weird thing for me to do.
That had the Kobe High School Lower Marion jerseys.
Yeah, that's the same.
That's
a good
more
call.
Of a deep cut, though.
LeBron, St. Vincent, St. Mary.
That's more of a deep. Buying the college jersey of your team's players.
I think a lot of Cleveland fans had the high school jersey, that green and gold from LeBron, whatever high school that was.
No. To answer the other,
I would probably shed a tear. That's how I would celebrate.
I wouldn't shed a tear, but I'd be super jacked.
Yeah.
And, like, I know it's boring, but, like, celebrating?
The show would be an absolute party the next day.
Well, the show would be my celebration.
Open up the phone lines.
Because at home, I'd be like, yes!
We open
and
up
I text people, and then that would kind of be it. Like, I'm really boring.
Bob and Troutdale's crying.
I love this man! I love you guys! I'm so excited!
Literally, everybody would be allowed. Yeah, call in. I want the phone calls, because that would change everything for them.
Mail sack question. I often listen to you guys on the award-winning Odyssey app. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Are there any plans to incorporate the little talkback button in the future? I don't know the answer.
Talkback button. Talk
remember we had the talkback thing on our app for a while? People could leave us remember that we had a big push?
For voicemails?
For voicemails, I believe.
Because when you hear talkback for us, that makes me think
You want me
Swag's talking.
You
to
want
us.
To hear me say what something to Swag that I don't say on the air?
That's that's never going to be aired.
No, that will never be aired because we would get fired. The talkback thing. I don't remember why it went away.
And, I don't know.
Well,
let's be honest. That'll be for the new boss.
We had a lot of meetings over that, and then it just kind of fizzled.
Well, we were mandated by a coworker, and nobody else was. And then when we didn't do it, it was a big deal. But other people didn't do it, and it was like, okay, whatever.
So the answer to your question, I don't think that it will likely come back, but who knows?
I mean, you could call in.
Sure.
Why don't we take calls?
We could take calls. You want to take calls?
People don't have morning wood. Got things they need to get off the chest. Mail sack questions on the phone would actually be really fun.
That'd be I think you'd have to call it your morning wood.
Brought to you by right on the dump button, but yes.
Stephen Gresham, I got a big question for old Dirt there. How many kindergartners could you beat up? Would you beat in a fight? I'll take a call off the air. Thank you.
Thank you. Big time, long time. Mail sack question. What year will it be when you will be able to catch a Major League Baseball game in Portland and follow it with a Blazers playoff game? Those are the days that I'm looking forward to.
A double dipper.
What year are we looking at? 2028?
That's a chip. We're double dipping.
That's a double dip chip.
2032.
Day baseball game on a Wednesday, and then you head over to the Rose Garden. 2033?
2033.
Okay, I'll go 2031.
It'll be a divisional round series against the Mariners.
No, because baseball will be regular season. It'll be NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
Oh, touche.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be...
Although you could wrap around and go baseball. When does the NBA season start?
Mid-October.
When's the World Series start?
Late October. So you could have a World Series game followed by opening night. ALCS.
No, it'll be us going to sweep the Mariners for the second straight series.
Yes, because we just got to dominate them.
Well, because we know we're going to be in the World Series before them.
Yes.
And then we'll go to the playoff game for the Blazers where Cooper Flagg will score 31 points.
God, it's going to be delightful, isn't it? We just got the number one pick and we got a Major League Baseball team. Things are looking up today. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Let's get one more here.
Good.
And then we'll get to the leftover sack in the next segment before
we
preview.
Leftover sack.
We got a leftover sack. Okay. There's a lot still to get to. Mail sack question based on a heated debate from today. Mm. Best fast food chicken sandwich. Popeye's, Dave's Chicken, Chick-fil-A, KFC. Look, can I throw a random one at you? And this is going to make me probably a laughable take. That's okay. Mm. I'm willing to be honest and open in the trust tree.
There you go.
I'm not disrespecting any of these chicken sandwiches. I love a good chicken sandwich. I will eat chicken sandwiches. I think the spicy McChicken at McDonald's is criminally underrated. Criminally underrated. I love the spicy McChicken at McDonald's. It's so good. It's all right. You don't have to like the take. You don't have to agree with the take. I'm out, and I'm loving every minute of it, and I'm glad that I'm true and honest and open with myself.
Take. I'm sorry. Okay. I got to say
it. It's okay. The spicy McChicken sandwich in McDonald's is tier.
I think one. What I think you
it's
like
phenomenal.
I think you like the amount of mayonnaise they put on that sandwich.
I love mayonnaise. Who doesn't love mayonnaise? Only weird people don't love mayonnaise.
No, put your hand down.
You love mayonnaise. You ate pimento. You're mayo swag.
Of those options, Dave's is underrated. Chick-fil-A's good. The problem with Chick-fil-A is you're making me be my own sauce boss.
I would take a spicy McChicken over a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Chick-fil-A chicken's so good.
I am.
But I hate that, like, it just comes dry.
It's just dry.
It's like, hey, what sauce do you want? Well, you know what sauce I want.
Yeah, put your sauce on it. Your sauce is good.
Dump it on for me.
I don't want to work here.
I'm going to go Popeye's.
You're going to go Popeye's?
Spicy chicken from Popeye's.
Popeye's is the go. That's the best spicy chicken sandwich.
It's pickle, lettuce.
It stays crispy the longest. Like, that's my big thing with Chick-fil-A. The breading gets all wet by the time it's
Yeah, there's something to that.
I just think Popeye's spicy is the elite.
There's a brand new chicken place about to open up out in Tannisbourne, and I guess it's Filipino backed. It's called Jollibee. Has anybody?
That's a famous brand.
It's chicken.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Jollibee. Like a national brand.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
okay. Yeah,
it's a chain, but I'm unfamiliar with it. So
love a good chicken sandwich.
We'll see.
We got some leftover sack to get to.
Chicken sando at Shake Shack's pretty good.
I've never had it there.
On this, like, you know, chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich kick. Yeah,
pretty good.
Dave's. I've never been to a Shake Shack.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so.
You should. There's one right here in downtown.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right across from Powell's.
Probably not going to go.
Really good milkshakes. Good burgers.
There's one in Cedar Hills.
I love a good milkshake.
Out in Beaverton.
The Cedar Hills one's
when's the last time you had a milkshake?
Like a whole milkshake or had some milkshake?
Like a whole milkshake. Like you ordered a milkshake for yourself. Like, oh, I'm feeling fancy.
It's been a while, but I have some when my kids.
Do you? I guess kids will change that. They're getting a milkshake. Yeah,
you got to dad tax it.
I'm getting a milkshake too. That looks delightful.
My kids know whatever they order. they'll just like put the handout with it because they know I'm going to grab it and say dad tax.
Yeah, give me some. I bought this and I want some of it now. We got to get to the leftover sack. We'll do that coming up next to get you set for the rest of the night in the NBA playoffs. And we got to get our cup check on at some point tonight. We'll see what we get tonight in the Stanley Cup playoffs. All that's still to come. I'd like to issue a correction from my FUPDATE.
How did I say the word wrong again?
It's not based on you. I would like to blame your Cialis liquid state caterpillar thing for distracting me.
Is that not a crazy ass animal fact?
That's a pretty crazy animal
fact. Entire body turns to liquid. Yeah. It reforms into a harder substance.
Yeah.
And then it still carries the memories from when it was pre-liquid?
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. It's wild stuff. There's no doubt about it. My correction, and I have it directly from the source. Their head coach just texted me and told me they don't play tonight. They play tomorrow. So, you know.
Good luck, Kyle. Yeah. Kyle, friend of the program.
Friend of the program.
Rooting like hell for you guys,
look,
man.
They overtime loss. Year. Game two was a tough loss. Spokane came all. They're down 5-3 late in the third. Scored two goals late. Sent it to OT. Spokane's got a lot of firepower back at home, right where they need to be at the old Glass Palace.
You know tomorrow what he needs to do?
Night, I just wanted the people to go buy their tickets at winterhawks.com. You go buy your tickets, and then you go to the game tomorrow.
When you press urgency, you make people want to go get those tickets. Now, that game, I got to get ready for it.
Exactly.
I will say, though, you know, it might have been a little bit of a rough start. That's okay. You get in your chrysalis phase. You liquefy.
Liquefy.
You learn.
You're reborn.
You're reborn.
Like a phoenix from the ashes.
You spread your wings all over the
Spokane.
You ever
been in a chrysalis phase?
No.
No? Haven't been? Just checking.
No.
Mail sack question. Let's continue on here. I got a few more to get to.
Got a loaded sack.
How much time did you spend in front of the TV watching the draft, and what was your snack of choice while watching?
So, yeah, great question. Snack of choice was raw almonds. We were hoping Shadur got drafted a little higher than he did.
Were you wearing your Prime sweatshirt?
You were, weren't you? You were. Look at you.
I was.
Look at you. Do you believe now?
I do.
Legendary.
Hey, I root for fun stories.
It turned into a fun story, just not for them.
I got to be honest. I had the NBA playoffs on the iPad. The draft took precedent for me.
Now, like in its entirety, or what are we talking? Because I only watched Thursday.
I stopped after Dart got drafted.
Okay. I watched.
After the Giants traded in, Dart got taken, and I was like, I looked at the rest of the teams, and I went,
"Nah."
I bet Kansas City drafts a player that we all love. I bet that happens. Called it.
Philly, too. Anytime Philly grabs any defensive player, oh, my God, they got us. Get away with that.
That's what they did when Jahad Campbell got taken. Oh, exactly, my God, I couldn't believe it. It's like he got taken that
Did
late.
We watch anything Friday, Saturday, or Sunday? Or not Sunday, Friday, Saturday,
I watched
right?
Shuck get drafted.
Friday, I early didn't, second but round. I was at the ballpark.
After
so.
Shuck got drafted, turned it off.
And you did.
And then I just followed on my
Saturday,
phone.
No.
Yeah, I watched a lot of it Thursday. I didn't watch
Saturday.
Any
Saturday,
of it on
Saturday. You had NBA and NHL playoffs start at 10 in the morning.
I will say there was a guy, I forget his name, I should have wrote it down, I saw it yesterday. I believe he was either the last pick or one of the last picks. Really special and cool that the NFL did it. They let him come out of the green room and go onto the stage. Goodell came out there and actually made the announcement for him because they knew it was a dream of his to be announced.
To hang out and be at the draft.
I thought that was a really cool moment.
You guys ready for this? A lot to unpack here, okay?
All right.
This is going to take, you're going to have to listen, you know, comprehend. Listen, retain the information. Mail sack question. You're in an arena. I'm assuming that means you're at the Moda Center, okay?
Oh, that's not how I see arena when you say arena.
What do you think, like Roman Coliseum?
Yeah.
Okay, we can go Roman Coliseum. That's fine. Whatever arena you want to choose. Wherever your head goes in an arena. Here are the things in the arena. 50 hawks, 10 crocodiles, 3 brown bears, 15 wolves, 1 hunter with a rifle, 7 buffalo or buffalai.
Okay.
What is this person
10,000 rats, 5 gorillas, 4 lions.
I lose.
You pick 2 to defend you. The others attack you. What do you pick to defend you?
Crocodiles.
The crocodiles?
Really? Yeah.
Crocodiles. Over a hunter with a rifle?
Crocodiles are underrated scary berries, and they're lazy.
Dude, crocodiles are not
I'm
scary.
I'm going gorilla for
just
sure.
Just get a loaf and sit in the sun.
I get two. How many gorillas are the
you
two?
You pick two things to defend you.
No, but how many gorillas are there?
5 gorillas.
Oh, dude, 5 gorillas for sure are getting
but
picked.
The 3 gorillas would take out the 2 gorillas. Are we just overlooking the impact of a rifle here?
The question here.
So you're picking two things to defend you. So there's 5
two
total
groups.
But don't
assuming.
I get the group?
Oh, maybe it's a group. Could be a group, to be fair. Okay, touche. Yeah. So fair response. So you get two
what
groups.
What kind of rifle are we dealing with here? I got to load this thing, or is it an automatic?
Yeah, we're talking like a shotgun or something.
I think it's a hunting rifle, like a good hunting rifle.
So,
you got to go hunting rifle?
I'm going 15 wolves and 5 gorillas. Final answer. Am I going to lose some wolves and maybe a gorilla? Absolutely, but those hunters are going down.
I feel like the buffaloes are going to be peaceful.
Buffaloes can be crazy.
Yeah, but if they stampede, then...
The 10,000 rats,
Yeah, the gorilla.
I get it. There's probably something of like that's the most dangerous, you know, trick 10, question.
10,000 actually. Wait a minute.
That's a lot of rats.
That's a lot.
But what are the rats? I mean,
yeah. Actually,
when did they turn on me? That's what I want to know.
What's that movie with Crispin Glover from Back to the Future where he's like the king of the rats?
I don't know.
You remember that movie?
I don't remember.
It was a total box office dud, but he controlled rats from the sewer to just attack, kill people.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think I'm going to go gorillas, the five gorillas, and the hunting rifle. 100 with a rifle.
I think you're way underestimating.
I'm
going to
put the guy
wolves,
with the hunting
man.
Rifle up top.
Wolves.
And then have my
loyal.
Five gorillas surround me as my security detail.
Ah, dude, wolves are crazy.
And I feel like they can hang on. The rifle's slowly picking them off.
The 10,000 rats is super under the
that's
radar here.
That's rats. A lot of rats, dude.
That is a lot of
that's
rats.
That's a lot of rats. You imagine 10,000
rats,
probably
takes out the crocodile, right?
Without a doubt. Crocodiles are the least scary thing in this entire equation.
They have teeth.
Stand up.
You want to get bit?
Once they roll
around
on
the
underneath.
Snout. Yeah. There's no water. I'm in an arena. I'm on land.
That's true.
Oh, they're cranky.
There's a moat somewhere in the arena.
No, get out of here. Mail sack question. Would you rather own your dream house wherever you want or get a one-time hall pass for your celebrity crush? No way I'm saying no to Sydney Sweeney. That's a listener's comments, honey.
Dream
That's
house.
The listener text, not mine.
Dream house.
Dream house.
I want.
It's not even close.
Dream Janet house. Jackson.
One night with Janet Jackson or...
Wow.
You take dream house because that's every day the rest of your life.
Hmm.
Like, I'm talking, you're building the mansion with a par three in the backyard.
Oh, no, I'm taking dream house.
That's not even close.
I want a basketball court.
Sydney Sweeney's great, but it's not a par three in your backyard.
Well, you get the right dream house in the right location.
You ever been back there flushing eight irons all night?
You give me.
You're in a celebrity flooded neighborhood. Who knows? Might wander in.
You give me one par three hole followed by a par five.
Oh, you want two holes? You go to it's your dream
I just
house.
Want two, that,
two holes.
It's lower maintenance that way.
Give me multiple tee boxes so I can play them in different ways too. Like, give me two different greens with different kind of tee boxes around the property.
Yeah, a basketball so court, a pool with the indoor ability, outdoor ability.
That's solid.
A blazing badass fireplace, both in my living room and my bedroom.
Sydney Sweeney's great. She can't hold a torch to that, dude. Yeah.
Selma Hayek's like 60 now. It's you know, it's a different world.
Last one, mail sack question. Would you rather your team always make the playoffs and rarely go far, or rarely make the playoffs, but when they do, they always go on a deep run?
Yeah, so this is, would you rather be the Blazers of the 22
or the
years
Marlins.
Or the Marlins? That's always kind of been the age-old question.
Yeah, Giants, a little bit of this in the NFL, right? I don't feel like the Giants have had a lot of playoff appearances outside of their two Super Bowls in the last
they do. They're very
20
quick.
Years, very quick.
But they have two very memorable Super Bowl wins.
So who's a team that's been to a ton of playoffs that hasn't done anything?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, I guess, recently, yeah. Man. They've at least been to AFC title games.
What's another good one?
Give me the deep runs every
Recently,
time.
Recently, the Steelers.
Steelers
I know they
were
won Super Bowls.
They haven't won a playoff game since 2016.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I choose the deep runs. The valleys of that would suck, there's no doubt, but the getting there every year and not going on regular deep runs.
And you know you're not really
and
a
you know
serious,
you're not a serious
like
contender.
Steelers fans know we might make the playoffs, but we're not doing anything.
And winning squat.
No.
Yeah.
And you know what your fate is. Give
but
me the
being
deep runs.
Bad sucks.
It sucks. I get it. It sucks.
Like, imagine being the Titans right now.
And then imagine winning a championship.
It also depends on if you're in a big city with multiple sports teams versus here.
Fair.
Utah, Green Bay.
Jacksonville. I mean, that's their one-trick pony.
Yeah.
I just want to give...
Jacksonville's never been to a Super Bowl.
No
they haven't.
They went to an AFC title game.
How many teams in the NFL haven't been to a Super Bowl?
In the modern era?
The Browns have never been to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Browns,
an NFL championship, a
they
Super
won
Bowl.
Titles in the 40s or something.
It's not that long of a list, is
it's
it?
It's not a very long list.
No.
I'm not saying win, but just never been.
Did
never
Jets
been.
Count? Did Namath
that
win
was
a
Super
Bowl?
Bowl?
Three.
That was a Super Bowl.
Just making sure.
Guaranteed win.
I think that's it.
Is that
is it?
It?
Jags, Browns?
Are we missing anybody?
No, because Raiders. Oh, Chargers?
Chargers lost to the Niners.
They
got killed
by
the Niners. Bengals have been. Colts have been.
Texans?
Titans have been. Texans have not. There you go.
So Texans, Jags, Browns? I think that's it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, that is
it. Pretty small list.
Oh, Lions.
And the Lions.
Right, the Lions.
They've been so good, we almost got distracted by
which
their...
is funny. They've been good for like 2 years.
Forever and up to two.
I mean.
I just want to give them one of these. Well done, everybody. That was a good sack today.
Great.
That was,
sack.
That was a good sack. Yeah. I knew it was going to be good. Lived up good to the hype. Sack. Appreciate it. Appreciate the effort
job,
on the sack
job
today.
Well done.
NBA playoffs. Are we excited for game 5? Who wins? LA, Denver. They're back in Denver tonight. We'll close up there and a little cup check. Look at the Stanley Cup playoffs next on the Fam. All right, cup check time. Tonight, you got 4 games in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Will my Toronto Maple Leafs punch their ticket to the second round?
Yes. Boy, if they don't.
Pucker factor is going to be strong. If they lose another game in this one at home, pucker's going to be strong. That's a strong pucker there in Toronto.
Yes.
If they don't get it done.
No, they will get it done at home in game 5.
By the way, it's Tuesday. We have not come to the airwaves to say, you're welcome. We gave you a +500.
It hit on Friday.
Parlay.
Our Sprague and the Line parlay hit on Friday. Boom. I bet it during the show.
Yeah. Over $500.
A little worried about that Minnesota-LA game. My nerves were...
They were farting around.
Mom's spaghetti already was up. I was a little nervous about that, but they held on.
I think Carolina wins. I think Toronto wins.
Carolina does not have their starting goaltender tonight.
Okay, Carolina wins. I think the Wild get wild in Vegas.
The Kaniacs will be dialed up for that
The Kaniacs will be ready to go. Chance to close out the series.
And I think we got a series shift. The Oilers down
0-2. 3-2.
3-2.
Tarps off again?
Tarps on because it's in L.A.
Okay. Well, you take them off when they win.
Yes.
Okay. That's your cup check. 4 games tonight. Oilers and Kings has been a pretty dramatic back-and-forth Wild series.
Great series.
Maple Leaf Senators for a 3-1 series. I want to say 3 of the 4 games have gone overtime.
Yeah,
right on that?
It's been nip and tuck.
And Toronto's kind of flirted with some disaster a few times, so that's been a fun series so far. So there you go. There is your cup check for tonight. We went over it earlier in the show today. Asking the question, are these 3 series in the NBA all done? I think we all agree. Pacers are going to win. Celtics are going to win. Knicks probably win, but that's the most intriguing game of the 3.
Oh, by far.
Because Detroit's at least put up a fight, and they should be tied 2-2, but they got hosed at the end of the game 4 regulation, not getting a foul call.
If it's close, do the Pistons get the benefit of the whistle?
No. You don't think it swings the other way? Pendulum
it's
swings?
It's the Knicks.
in New York.
Garden.
In the Garden.
No.
Not going to happen. I don't really have a strong read, and you probably still do because you had a take on the series coming in, and I have had a take that is from the regular season that applies to this series, but when you fire a coach and GM, it kind of makes me question my own thinking a little bit. I don't really know what to make of Denver-LA at this point. LA's the better team.
LA's going to win.
LA's
going to get this one.
They're going to win.
They're going to win the next 2.
They're going to win the next 2.
Yes.
Series is over.
They're the better team.
I know they're the better team. Then why is it tied 2-2?
Because Aaron Gordon caught an alley-oop.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, it would have gone to overtime had he not caught the alley-oop.
They weren't winning in overtime.
Probably not.
Clippers were on a 39 run at that point.
I mean, the Nuggets had one of their worst playoff performances I've ever seen outside of them blowing a Game 7 lead last year. Like, they got obliterated in Game 3. That was embarrassing.
Also, the Clippers choked Game 1 away.
They did.
So, I
don't know. It's kind of been a weird... The Clippers are unquestionably the better team.
I know.
But we're sitting here in the series. Only 2-2 series in the entire first round.
Ty Lue throw a wrinkle at the Nuggets that they're not ready for.
What's the wrinkle?
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
I've got all day to figure that out. It's 7 o'clock.
It is a late 7 o'clock.
This is where I think you see... Ty Lue over.
I don't have to give you that answer.
Yeah.
It's a proprietary, man.
I don't think you're going to spend all day figuring out what the
we're going to fix the economy in 2 weeks. How are you going to do it? I'll let you know later. Don't worry about it. We'll get to it.
Is there a secret weapon on the bench that hasn't been shown yet? What's the wrinkle?
I think I think they might do some extended defensive pressure, more trapping, try to force the ball.
Oh, love a good trap. Yeah. Love a good trap.
Traps are hard
when
in the NBA.
When a trap works,
kinda
man.
Hard in the NBA.
It looks good, doesn't
look,
it?
I'll tell you right now.
Look, Michael Porter Jr. had his one good game of the series, so he's worthless the
I'm
going to
come
way.
In tomorrow not stunned, but somewhat surprised if Denver wins tonight. Because my brain will break.
You're now forcing me to root even harder for the Nuggets just because
I just figured you are anyway. You love Jokic.
I do love Jokic, yeah. I do. Kawhi and James Harden do nothing for me. Not to discredit, I mean, they're good players, I get it, but...
I love when Kawhi has a great game and he wins, he's better than Kevin Durant, and when they lose and he's okay, we don't hear anything.
It is nobody ever brings
just,
it up
like,
again.
Has there been a star that's benefited more of just he gets all the good pub and none of the negative?
Must
be nice.
Well, he's injured.
Do the Ducks take care of business in Corvallis, make it a 4-0
no
week?
No chance.
No. Okay.
Stomped. 100 Ducks couldn't take down one beaver.
I think we could take down a beaver.
Ducks are sissy.
They can fly. Land on your back and peck you.
They can fly. Your response, fly away.
Yeah, you can't with beavers. Just you can just hang out in the water.
We're gonna cut trees down and land on you.
Take an hour and a half. We're gonna peck you out.
Seen
by
our
then.
Teeth?
Your eyes are gonna be pecked out by then. You won't even see where you're going. You're blind. You're a blind beaver.
Welcome to a real baseball atmosphere today, duckies.
I think you guys did have a lot of fans, and Eugene didn't seem to help you.
Hope you guys hang your banner. You never get to Omaha.
Can't wait for us to get to Omaha. It's going to be so good.
I'll still be waiting.
Nuggies and Ducks win tonight. It's going to be delightful. That'll do it for us, folks. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan. We went to Cleveland for the Daily Ticker. How are they feeling about everything that went on over the weekend? Go check that out.
Sign up for the foursomes, too.
Go sign up. The Fan Golf Classic is up, man. Time is, they're going to be gone soon. So just go sign up now, 1080thefan.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.